You are listening to Syrup Moose Radio, a show from 93.9 FM CICK, located in Smithers, British Columbia. Pirate Radio by Kale Satan. Oh man, that was a bop and a half. Okay, I promised we would talk about some alternatives, so we're going to do that right now. We spent the first hour talking about transphobe bigot J.K. Rowling, and I'm going to now share some suggestions that I found that you could watch instead. So I'll say this, most of what I'm going to share here, I have not read because it's not really I'm not the target audience for it. But if you are somebody who says, oh, but these are such good books to share with my children, here are alternatives, because I think people think maybe that there are not alternatives or something. So I'll save you a Google, I guess. But you could have just done a Google. This list comes from The Mary Sue, which is books like Harry Potter to read instead of supporting J.K. Rowling, written by Samantha Puck, February 2023. So this is already a few years old, so that shows you that we've been dealing with this for a while. So here are the suggestions. Get out your pens, papers, and write these down. The Books of Earthsea by Ursula K. Le Guin. This one I've actually heard of, and but I've not read, and I know Ursula Le Guin is an extremely well-regarded fantasy writer. So there you go. The first book is called The Wizard of Earthsea, so do that. An Epic Series of Failures by Chris Rylander. Fable Haven by Brandon Mulla. The Forgotten Five by Lisa McCann. His Dark Materials by Philip Pullman. The first book in that series is called The Golden Compass, which is one that folks may be aware of. The Inheritance Cycle by Christopher Polony. Kingston and the Magicians Lost and Found by Rucker Moses and Theo Ganji. The Looking Glass Wars by Frank Bedore. The Merlin Saga by T.A. Barron. Miss Peregrine's Peculiar Children by Ransom Riggs. I believe there are three or four of those books. The Mysterious Benedict Society by Trenton Lee Stewart. The Mystery of Black Hollow Lane by Julian Noble. The Pandava Quintet by Roshani Choksi. Pennyroyal Academy by M.A. Larson. Percy Jackson and the Olympians by Rick Riordan. The Red Wall series by Brian Jacks, a series that I actually did read and would like to wholeheartedly recommend folks read. The Secrets of the Immortals by Nicholas Flamel. The Secrets of the Immortal Nicholas Flamel by Michael Scott. The Tristan Strong Punches a Hole in the Sky by Kwame Mbalaya. The Uncommoners by Jennifer Bell. Are you getting it yet? The Witches of Willow Cove by Josh Roberts. And that is a list taken here from the Mary Sue. Like I said, I will share that in the description. But that is 20 books on a list from 3 years ago that you can read. A lot of those are series. So the fact that you can't find something else to engage with is laziness on your part, because that took me one Google to find. So there you go. Again, I have not read most of those. I have not vetted those authors. The Mary Sue is a feminist publication as far as I know. However, not everybody gets it right every time. So that is that list. Now I have a list of 8 fantasy shows you should watch instead of Harry Potter. This one comes from Collider and was written by Remus Noronha. Here's some suggestions. TV series you can watch instead: His Dark Materials, we talked about that already. Lockwood and Co., Shadow and Bone, Stranger Things, I guess. Percy Jackson and the Olympians, Wednesday, Legacies, and The Magicians are just some of the things that they recommend. Your mileage may vary. I don't know if those are good shows, but they are shows that you should watch instead. Frankly, everything is a show that you should watch instead, because she is a monster and continues to prove that she is a monster. And like I said, I'm not here to say you got to go at these child actors who don't really have autonomy in their careers. I think it's just worth thinking about what you're watching. And know that, you know, the people in your life, the trans people in your life, the people that you care about, are not going to just be understanding when you start posting about how good you think the new Harry Potter show is, right? And they shouldn't have to be understanding about that. So just consider that. Consider you what you're doing. That's all I'm saying. All right, here's some party canon, because I don't know how to segue for anything. So this is Thirst Trap, the KMAC 2021 remix from Party Canon. We'll be back in a minute. We all need a minute to take a breath. So enjoy. Or don't, I guess.
finally on my charm wears off after a couple drinks. Anyone with their antennas up can see that I'm high. A fat broke loser with dishonest starts being somebody. A sad dude looking for a ticket to ride. I wonder why my nephew scared me so much, and then I figured it out. I hate myself so much, why would I make a new me? But maybe he'll be better, an upgrade to stand out. A college essay who overcomes his upbringing. Well, I used to talk to Jesus, now I'm drunk and talking to myself. Used to think I was someone, now I see that I'm someone else. Used to try to act like Jesus, and down here's God's own son. Thought that everybody needed me, now I see I was the only one, the only one. Maybe I loved you, or maybe just got used to you being here. Either way, by the end, you know we drifted apart. I wonder what kind of plans God has for you basic bitches. People spend their whole lives trying to fall in love. Me, I spend my time scheming ways to put an end to myself. Or at least pull a blanket over all of this noise. But I ain't gonna give the ghost up till my name's in your mouth. Not because you love me, because you can't escape my voice. Well, I used to talk to Jesus, now I'm drunk talking to myself. Used to think I was someone, now I see that I'm someone else. Used to think I was Jesus, and down here's God's own son. Thought that everybody loved me, now I see I was the only one, the only one.
Broke Loser by Medium Build. Before that, you heard Thirst Trap, a remix from Party Cannon's album, I believe called Subjected to Partying or something. All right, we spent the first hour and 10 minutes talking about Rowling and her horrible shit. Cliff notes on that is don't watch the new series, don't talk about the new series, ignore it, you know, let it wither and die. And do, you know, find other things. There are lots of other things to watch and read, so do that. I'm sure people at your local library would love to help you find something else to read. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back. This is the part of the show where I usually talk about the stuff I've been watching, reading, listening to, doing, all that kind of stuff. That Medium Build song I just played, Fat Broke Loser, comes from their album that just came out, and I, of course, don't remember what the name of it is, because I don't keep track. It's called Takeaways. So, if you're not familiar, Medium Build kind of broke out last year with a song called White Male Privilege, and I struggled to get a read on it. I really did. I wasn't really sure what to feel about it, but then I listened to Takeaways, which is the album that that song appears on, and learned a few things about Medium Build as a person, and my understanding of them is that maybe their art, their work, their writing isn't always great, but it is honest, I think, anyway. It comes from a place that feels real to me, anyway. So check out Takeaways, see what you think. I liked that song, Broke Loser. I related to it quite a bit. All right. I have a new Megafauna song out, and for you, isn't that exciting? Here we go. This is a brand new one from my album that comes out in September, so we're still a ways off, but I'm excited about it all the same. It is called Your Bones Are Always Wet, because I like to title songs things that will make everyone feel weird and bad. So, I'm going to play that, and I'm going to follow that up with a new one. With one from the upcoming Rum Trencher album, which comes out April 24th. Big few months for me, for music, folks, so get excited, I hope, if you like my music. If you don't like it, I guess I can't do anything about that. So here we go. This is, like I say, brand new. The album is a self-titled, comes out in September. This is the first song from that album. It is called Your Bones Are Always Wet by me, by Megafauna. I hope you like it. Ooh, here we go. Enjoy.
want to quickly say, while a lot of the larger punk bands in the world aren't speaking up and they're choosing to stay silent, punk rock is actually meeting the moment. You got plenty of bands willing to say something, still willing to fight for what's right. Governor, Pack Mentality, Freeze Out, Liberty and Justice, Haywire, Agrolite, Slugger, Dropkick Murphys, did I forget anybody?
Juice Box!
Yeah. Keep fighting the good fight, everybody. Let's fucking go!
Dropkick Murphys, Citizen ICE. Before that, you heard The Bat Embarks by Grom Trencher. And before that, you heard Your Bones Are Always Wet by Megafauna.